there. Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact, celebrating teen changemakers. I'm your host, Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, philanthropist, and passionate advocate for family and youth service. On this short weekly pod, I have the honor of meeting tweens, teens, and young adults who are volunteers, advocates, nonprofit founders, activists, and fundraisers. My goal is to celebrate and amplify these big-hearted people and the work they're doing, and to inspire you all, no matter your age, to find your purpose and passion through meaningful service to others. I firmly believe, and these conversations will convince you, that every person can make a difference, one simple act at a time. As a child of immigrants myself, I am always drawn to stories of first-generation kids creating opportunities for themselves and others, sharing their beautiful cultural heritage in a way that informs and educates. My guest today, Sanja, started Global Visioneers to do just that. Global Visioneers is a student-led nonprofit empowering global understanding and connectivity through language and cultural exchange. Welcome back, everybody. I'm super excited to introduce you to Sanja. She is going to tell us all about Global Visioneers, which is an organization she started. Hey, Sanja, how are you?
Hi, I'm so glad to be here today. But yeah, I'll get started with a quick introduction about me. So I'm Sanja Jing. I'm currently 17 years old, and I am from Chula Vista, which is roughly in San Diego, in California. And obviously, I'm a high school senior and I go to Modern Day Catholic High School. I started Global Visioneers, so I am the main founder and the executive director. But our mission and what we are all about is empowering youth through youth advocacy, youth dialogue, through obviously cultural exchange, and also language expression. So a lot of the work that we focus on has to deal with, you know, student-led service, student-led volunteer. And there's a quite interesting story actually behind how we started. So I actually have, you know, been super involved in my own community for a long time now. When I was younger, I actually didn't speak English as my first language. So I started off in my local like language school, which initially was like the space for me to learn English. But obviously as I grew older and my English slowly started to actually progress, a lot of the work that I did in the language school changed from, you know, learning English to helping out with a lot of the programs that they were running for the students around there. And what I started doing was also helping like host like events that they would host around our community. So we would do little cultural performances. The super interesting one that I helped plan throughout my time there at the language school was at SeaWorld. We did a Lunar New Year performance with all the kids at the school, and it was super duper fun. I remember just standing there and seeing everyone just being their element, just kids having fun, and also being able to share that with obviously the audience that was watching them. I felt a spark. And so going into high school, I knew I wanted to do something about this. Not only that, I know around Chula Vista in San Diego, there's a very big immigrant population, as well as we have a lot of refugees and migrants. And so we definitely wanted to serve those communities in, you know, the work that we did. And initially, it just started off with me and two, three other friends. We wanted to do a fun service project, like at our school. But slowly but surely, we knew that we wanted to do it more often. And as a result, we expanded to other high schools within the area. So we extended our chapter network. And yeah, I think ever since we've been able to not only expand nationally, but we've been able to bring our work to different countries around the world. So right now we actually have around 16 international chapters, which is super cool. And they're from four different continents. So we have obviously chapters in North America, we have chapters in Europe, chapters in Asia, as well as Africa. So it's so very exciting, and we're setting our site on Australia, or maybe South America next. So it was like,
so tell me exactly what Global Visioneers does. So it sounds, I love the chapter model. That is just amazing. It's such a great way to spread the message and the mission and to get other teens involved. I think particularly the work that you're doing, right? Cross-cultural work, making sure that people know about other cultures and understand other cultures, and there's a sense of community. That's amazing. So the chapter model is incredible, or ambassadors, or whatever you want to call them. But tell me exactly kind of nuts and bolts. What are the programs about? Is it only during the school day? Is it after school? Is it on the weekends? And what are the types of things that you do? I think I might have seen on your website something about a pen pal program. So I'd really love to hear about that as well.
So basically, there's actually a lot of fun programs that we've kind of started expanding or branching into, but at the very base, the first ever project we did was like a language workshop at our local library. And that's kind of like the core of Global Visioneers, because that was the first event we started with. But through these language workshops, obviously we offer them free of cost to anyone that signs up, children, young adults. And basically what we do in these programs is we focus on a specific language. For example, for Spanish, we actually are hosting one later this month in honor of Mexican Independence Day. So what we do in those programs is we obviously focus on language learning, but we also do fun and immersive like arts and crafts, little different ways to see and visualize what some of the culture, you know, represents and the forms that it takes in fashion, cuisine, anything. So that is just super, super fun. And I think by making it kind of more interactive, not only do the participants have fun, but you're also able to make it a more fun experience for the students that are helping run it and teach it. So that is kind of a main event that we have going on. Another thing is obviously the pen pal, which is really fun, as you'd probably expect since it's a pen pal. But the main thing that we wanted to do with that was kind of have this like air of personality to what we do. And we started off with just doing cross-border pen pal between our students in the U.S. and Mexico. And the good thing about pen pals is it really gets like the children like excited. Not only that, but you can see like the handwriting of the other person. So it's really personal. And it's super fun, because what we've been able to do with this is have children within the US, from abroad, kind of just interact and have like normal conversations with other children their same age from like 6,000 miles away. And not only that, but it's super fun to see them light up when they open the letter.
You know, it's funny. Growing up, when I was a little girl, I grew up in New Haven, Connecticut. I went to public school. And I don't actually know how this came about. I will assume that it was through my school, because my parents themselves were immigrants. They came from Ukraine. So similar to your experience, when I went to school, my first language was really Ukrainian. And so I learned English when I went to school in kindergarten. But I was matched with a girl in, I believe she was in Sweden, and her name was Fredrika Eklund. I am 55 years old, and I can tell you the name of my pen pal from when
wow,
I was in elementary
I know.
School. And she would write to me, and I would write to her, and I remember so clearly being so excited to get the letters. I was little. I mean, this is like fourth, fifth grade or whatever. And I've often thought to myself, like, with the technology now, with the internet and with Facebook and whatever, I wonder if I could find her, which would be so amazing, you know.
Yeah.
and to see if she remembers me. But it's just so nice. I just think it's a wonderful program, and we've sort of lost the art of writing letters and things. I was curious, as you were speaking about the pen pals, for me it was literally writing a letter and putting a stamp on it, and it taking weeks and weeks and weeks to get to Frederica and have her write back to me. So do your students write actual letters, or do they call or FaceTime, or what do you kind of, what are the parameters of these relationships?
We are very traditional with that, because I remember when I was in elementary school, it isn't that long ago, but we also did traditional handwritten letters. And so I think that element of personally receiving it, looking through what they prepared, as small as that can seem, like I think it played a huge part to, you know, the pen pal experience, because you really get to feel that person on the other side. I also remember when I did pen pals a long time ago, my pen pal like sent in her yearbook picture, a little like profile picture.
Yes. We exchange pictures too. Yeah. Yep.
And I remember seeing it. I would be like, oh my gosh, so that's what she looked like. I feel bad because I may or may not have forgotten her name, but
it'll come to you. It'll come to you. No, I just think it's a wonderful thing for kids to do. And also it teaches, you can teach each other some language, right? You can learn a few words if you're sharing words from your own language. It's great for kids to practice their grammar and their writing skills and their penmanship and all of these other really wonderful things. I was also curious a little bit about the first program you mentioned, like something that you're doing for Mexican Independence Day or whatever. So you're not Mexican, but do you have someone who gives you guidance, sort of mentors you, or do you have students who say, okay, well, I'll take the lead because my family is Mexican and I speak Spanish and I know what the food is about and I know what the music is about. And like, so do you allow your volunteers to sort of take the lead on the events that you're hosting that is culturally significant to them?
Yes, for sure. I think one thing that we do pretty well, where we really try to, you know, emphasize, is teamwork. And so obviously for me, obviously like as a founder, I try to do a lot of like peer connection, like workshops, not just for, you know, the people that we want to serve or the people we want to engage within our community, but also within the team that we have with all of our members and, you know, awesome student leaders. So, typically when we're brainstorming for a certain idea, we ask among the volunteers or student leaders to see if there's a particular topic, or for example, since we're doing Mexican Independence Day, we have like our student leaders, you know, step forward, whoever's interested, and that kind of opens it up to whoever wants to do it, that could do it. And so it's a very like engaging process, because we know like there isn't one person in charge of everything. It's like a teamwork. It is teamwork, basically. Yeah.
Right. No, and it's wonderful. It gives everybody the chance to step forward, sort of promote their own cultural heritage and to share the things that they want to share about their own culture and their language and the way that they were raised or anything. You know, again, I think it sort of prevents any appropriation, right? It prevents anybody else from being like, well, okay, I'll be in charge of Mexican Independence Day, even when they have no frame of reference for that, right? It allows everyone to sort of step forward and share all of the beautiful things about their own culture. Well, I think, you know, what's so beautiful about this work is that right now, I think especially, we need to all remember that we're so much more alike than we are different. And I think understanding other people's languages and cultures just breaks down all of these barriers, and we really do need to fight prejudices. And for you all to work together on these things, I think really, by definition, you cannot be prejudiced against someone who you are friends with and you are working with and you're doing this work with and trying to spread this really wonderful message. Well, I think this is just a fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Fantastic mission. Can you tell us a little bit more about where folks could learn more if someone wanted to have a chapter in their school somewhere else in the country or around the world, how they could reach out to set that up? Mm-hmm. So give us your, you know, the website, the social media handles, all that good stuff.
You can find us at www.globalvisioneers.com. And that's basically just our organization name straight up. Global Visioneers. As for our Instagram, we also use Instagram for a lot of our posts, just social media, spreading awareness. Our Instagram handle is also just straight up Global Visioneers, no space, no numbers or anything. Global Visioneers. If you want to reach out to start a chapter, we're obviously open to chapters wherever. Just also check the link in our bio, or you can also check out our website, and we have instructions on where to click to fill out an interest form.
Awesome. That's amazing. Well, Sanja, I am wishing you the best of luck with all of this. Obviously, I think you're doing incredible work. And This year is a big year for you. You're a senior. I'm sure you have wonderful volunteers coming up behind you in high school who can continue this work. And frankly, you can continue this work on any college campus, right? Because this is so important. Again, on every college campus, you're going to have students from all over the globe, and you want people to connect and to understand each other and to respect each other. And that just builds community. And that's what it's all about. Thank you so much for sharing this story with us today. I'm so grateful that you were able to come on.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.